Hello and welcome to the Random Title Podcast with your host Bleachman and my co-hosts
Fatman.
Awkward.
Wait, just go to normal order, please.
What's the order?
Viper, Fatman, Ellie.
Okay, let's rewind.
All right, Bleachman and my co-hosts
Ellie.
Fuck. Batman.
Alright, close enough. And, let's see. Today's topic, we are going to do past, present, future. So, more or less, this is so the audience, whatever audience that we might have, and ourselves get to, like, know each other better. So, this will be pretty interesting. But first, like always, we'll do the rundown. So, any new video games / movies, music, whatever have you listened to recently? Let's start with Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Smear.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty random.
It was random. I usually pick Fatty first. You're first.
So, Shutter Island.
Alright, you want to talk about that a bit?
No.
Too bad you're talking about it.
It was a good movie, and it had a twist.
Like a M. Night Shyamalan twist?
Yes, but better.
Oh, all right, groovy. Movie of the year?
Probably not.
I'm not.
But best good movie since the year started, anyway.
All right. So your favorite so far?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Anything else? Up.
No new music or games.
I'm not sure if you guys talked about BioShock 2. Have we done that?
I don't think so.
Fatty, can you confirm that?
You're asking the wrong person.
Alright, so let's just presume we haven't talked about BioShock 2, and since both of you have it, I guess you two can talk about it a bit.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So,
you mean now?
Yes, right now, this moment. Right now.
Takes place in the world of Rapture. And this is a few years after the first game. Somebody says you created the Big Daddy Little Sister program. And I'm not even sure if you find out exactly who actually... I don't know. But yeah, it's kind of similar gameplay. It's just you get more or less the same weapons. Minus the chemical thrower. Just because at rank 3 of some of your plasmids does, like, the similar effects as the chemical thrower.
Oh, I miss the chemical thrower. The thing was cool, especially with, like, electric gel. That was awesome.
Yeah, but in the second one, the ice, fire, and electric plasmids, when you hit rank 3, if you just charge it and hold it, they do, like, a spray in front of it. It's actually pretty cool.
Alright, that's neat. I never liked Ice Stone, the first one, though, because you had to still, you know, beat him with the wrench.
Yeah, this one's a little bit better, just because sometimes it gets a little hectic.
Can you still get items once they're, like, frozen, or no?
No.
See, that's why I don't like using icing that much. Want to talk about multiplayer a bit?
The multiplayer is pretty fun. It's like, if anybody's played Call of Duty... it's kind of set up like that, where, you know, let me elaborate on that, like how you get your weapons and your plasmids and your customization and the trials. It's set up the same way, you know, you get stuff as you rank, as you level up. multiplayer is pretty fun. You get three layouts, you get choice between, you get two plasmids, have the choice of like, I think like 8 or 10, and same thing with the weapons.
Can you still shoot bees?
Yes.
Yes! Awesome. Fanny, do you have any input?
Nope.
You
I don't know. I don't know. I like BioShock 1 more. I never really got into it. I just feel very detached, you know, from the whole experience playing as some Big Daddy. You know, as in the other game, the first one, you know, I don't know, I felt like I was really going into this crazy underwater city, and now I just feel like Oh, I was a dead janitor, and now I'm awake. Wonderful.
Oh, no, you weren't a dead janitor. You were a dead scuba diver.
Whatever.
Oh, so that's why I was in a scuba gear or whatever. Is that why?
No, he's just the Big Daddy. They put him in stuff like that. It's actually kind of interesting with the second one. They explain a lot of the stuff with the Big Daddies and the Little Sisters and some things with Adam. Which is the thing that allows people to have plasmids, which is your superpowers.
Yep. Wait, I had a question. Do any characters from Bioshock 1 reappear in Bioshock 2?
Yeah, Tenenbaum reappears. Andrew Ryan, well, a robot version of him anyway, reappears. About it.
Alright, I see. You want to give it a rating?
I'll give it an 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10, groovy.
In this case, well, since you know you have 5, be 4 out of 5. Get 4 out of 5 drill arms.
Drill arms, cool.
Just because you get a drill arm, and as you get through the game, you can charge people with it.
Nice! And one more question for you, Samir. Do you like it more than Mass Effect 2 or no?
Single player game? Not really. Bioshock 2 single player, it's like, I did a lot of dungeon crawling. It's not a fun thing for me to redo it. But Mass Effect 2 is just really, really fun for me. Nice. I've just been waiting for this game for so long.
And Fanny, how about you? What do you want to rate it?
3 out of 5.
3 out of 5?
It's meh.
Were you kind of hoping for more, but kind of was let down? Yeah.
But I don't know. I can't speak. I hear the ending's quite epic, but I haven't played that far yet.
You haven't?
No. I just started Ryan Futuristics, was it? And then I just kind of stopped playing the game all together.
That's a shame. You get some fun weapons.
I still have it, but...
How long's the game?
It depends.
Fairly long.
It is fairly long, but it's longer depending if you do like me, like you go through every single bit of the map.
Oh. And does it still have like multiple endings?
Yeah. It actually has 6, depending on what you do.
That's...
And the last level actually changes.
Ooh.
Depending on what you do.
That's interesting.
So if you decide to, save people and save all our sisters, you get to go to an ending.
Cool. And Fanny, I know you picked up a game this week.
Yeah, I picked up Mag. It's still wrapped in the plastic.
Not Mag!
But it is still wrapped in the plastic.
Seriously?
Yeah, I can't even lie to you. I took off the plastic, but I haven't played it yet. You can still open it and smell a new game smell. It's so good.
But I was referring to the other game you playing.
What?
Was it Battlefield?
Battlefield Bad Company 2.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that game's fucking ridiculous. Ridiculous, yo.
Alright, talk about it a bit then.
Son. Yo, you can blow shit up. It's nuts. But anyway.
Wait, what game is this?
Bad Company 2.
I'm high. Now. Alright, so the game, I'm stealing this from other reviews that I've seen because I'm not gonna bother with my own, but it's pretty much my thoughts. It's a lot more linear than the previous one, but it's not like bad at all because the first one you would get lost in like woods, like what the fuck you been doing?
Yeah.
And then also, I think it tries to be too cinematic. Like, you know, you're on a boat. You're in a helicopter.
You're
You're
on a
driving
boat?
everything across the desert. You're in the snow. You're in the desert. You're in the woods. You're in South America. Like, come on, please, just shut the fuck up. And then, but I mean, don't get me wrong. The environments are cool. I like how you can get into a tank and literally just level entire all the trees you can find. Fuck the trees. You can literally demolish buildings if you just keep shooting at it. It's awesome.
Nice.
Multiplayer is sick. Although I've been experiencing a lot of connection problems with my computer. But apparently it's a problem with a lot of people on the computer, so EA is fixing it. I don't hear any problems with Xbox. But the multiplayer is nice, no ranking system. It's a lot more balanced. There's a lot more game modes. And I think it's a lot more fun than Modern Warfare 2.
Oh, wow.
Because Modern Warfare 2 has no vehicles, has no defined classes. Like, there's no engineer that can repair a vehicle. There's no medic that can heal. There's no, well, you know, you understand. There's
yeah,
no sniper
yeah.
class, whatever.
Right.
And, yeah, so you can have your class. You can unlock things in it. And, like, I don't know. It's a lot more fun. The vehicles help. I like being a sniper because they have C4. I just throw C4 on a tank. Like I sneak into the enemy base. I throw like some C4 on vehicles, and when everyone like respawns and tries to get in them, I blow them up. I'm like, ha 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 ha. Tee.
Oh, you.
It's great. You have a ghillie suit. You sneak around. They don't see you. I've had tanks literally look straight at me and not shoot. It's awesome. And then they just see my little body sprint up. And you just see them just panic in the tank. So good. Because they know that I have C4 in my hand. And they're like, oh, fuck. It's hilarious. But yeah, Battlefield Get Out Company. I wouldn't buy it if you're only going to do it for the single player. Just do it with the multiplayer, it's a great buy. We'll buy it.
I might pick that up then.
But the single player, the characters are really good. I mean, they try to be very cinematic. It's kind of iffy, but the writing's always good. It's fresh. You'll laugh at it. And they also make fun of Modern Warfare 2 in one of the lines. They make fun of the heartbeat sensors in the single-player campaign. It's hilarious. I picked up Heavy Rain. I don't know if I talked about that.
Oh, wait. You haven't, but before you get on to Heavy Rain, you want to give Bad Company 2 a rating?
4.5 out of 5.
Nice.
I wish the single-player was maybe a little longer. I wish I had a little bit more closure, because they pretty much left the ending, I won't spoil it, but they left it way open for a third one. There's going to be a third one. There has to be.
I don't like deliberate endings like that. I don't know.
It's like, oh, now the Russians are invading Alaska.
Oh, no.
I'm like, shut the fuck up. Let me play this campaign. I hate you.
All right. And now Heavy Rain. I've been waiting for this.
Press X. To Jason, the end.
No.
You know what it is? It's just a cool story, bro.
Jason!
1 out of 5.
Jason!
Jason? Jason! Yeah, that was funny.
It's like, why didn't he just, like, grab the kid's hand or something?
I don't know. Why didn't he run, fucking asshole?
Yeah, seriously.
All right,
whatever. Yeah. But it's great. I only beat it once. I haven't fucking turned on my PlayStation since then. I don't give a shit. I'm trying to sell it if anyone's interested.
Yeah, but you said it was like a mind fuck. So can you elaborate on that?
There's a huge plot twist. Oh, I should spoil it right now.
Sure.
I don't let it out though. But
Scott Shelby is the origami killer.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
The private detective is the origami killer.
Son of a bitch!
What a twist!
When you play, it will be ruined.
You're an asshole!
I've already known. Thanks, Z.
The families of the murderer, of the kids who got murdered, are paying him to research the origami killer. That's so fucked up.
What a twist.
That fucked me. I don't know about you, but that messed me up.
Anyways, wait, what would happen if he died? Because you control all four characters in the game, right?
Yep.
And that includes him. So what happens if he dies?
Well, I killed him at the end because he tried to kill one of the other characters.
Well, yeah, but let's say you were playing through him and he, like, died, like, before you reached the end.
So? It plays out differently.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be interesting? Like, what would happen then?
Listen, there's 25 endings. I can't tell
Damn,
you.
Damn, really?
Yes. There's 25 endings. You can have one of the characters die in the middle. Like, literally, there's a point in the game where you can have your character, like, die in the middle of the game. Like, whatever.
And the game
and
will still continue.
No one gets what I just fucking said.
No.
What did you say?
I said, damn, I have to go pick up this movie.
Yeah,
it is.
Still
you
PlayStation
get it?
3
has
alternate endings. It's
it's like PlayStation doesn't even make games. They just make interactive movies now.
Yeah, it's like Metal Gear Solid.
I know. It's like, hey, look, you can shoot one guy. Oh my god, 2-hour cutscene, yay!
Woo! Woo, movie time.
Oh my god, epic fight with 52 old men. Hit buttons, yay!
Can you also briefly talk about, like, the QuickTime events? Like, does it work smoothly, or, like, what?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I'll find myself replaying.
Are the QuickTime events like Indigo Prophecy?
It's by the same guy, so I couldn't say. Fatty. Buffer.
I'm sorry. What?
How the QuickTime events? Are they kind of like Indigo Prophecy?
I don't even know what that game is.
I knew it. He was going to say that anyway. Fuck it.
But no, the QuickTime's cool. I won't try to spoil it anymore. But in the last scene, if you fuck up quick times, you will get different endings. I'll just say that. There are some points where you will just fuck everything up if you don't do it certain ways. Young Money. I'm just like, what's a good quick time I can spoil for you?
I know there's one part in like the junkyard. Okay. Can you like describe that?
The junkyard. Oh, yeah. You can have your FBI agent get killed by this big black dude or fight him off. And if you don't do the quick time, you die.
The end! And you want to give it a rating?
Oh, it's a 5 out of 5. It's a game you'll never... It's not like any other game I've ever played. It's just creepy. I like the dark mood. It's like I can't say it's survival horror, even though it like, kind of looks like it on the cover, but...
It's about horror?
It has, like, a grim, dark feel to it?
Yeah, it has a pretty grim story. It's nice. And the girl in it, she's fucking hot. Let me tell you, I don't know how they got away with this shit, but this bitch goes, you see her tits and full ass shots and her in the shower. Like, how the fuck did they get away with this? I don't understand.
Dem pixels?
Yeah.
I also heard it has male nudity.
Not really. I didn't see any dongs. That's the one thing.
Sorry to let you down, Amy.
I mean, maybe pubic hair? I'm gonna have to replay it.
Ew.
Maybe see bare ass.
You would look out for it. You know what? You would.
I would have to look for it, now that you mentioned it. Doesn't mean I'm gay or anything. I just have to look for dong. Whatever.
Moving on! Alright, Amy. Ending new you picked up recently? I know you picked up Sonic Art.
What? Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing with Banjo-Kazooie.
Yes.
It's a good game. If you were to get it, you would probably have to get it on either the 360 or the PS3. Since the Wii version is really fucked right now. Because online... hackers have exploited items and stuff, and let's just say the online isn't good. And the 360 wins by far because it has two extra characters on the PS3. Plus, it's gonna have DLC.
Awesome.
It's just a generic kart racer. It's not like Mario Kart. It plays like OutRun. but with part elements. It's cool.
Got any favorite characters?
Alex Kidd, Rio, Hazuki, Big the Cat, shut up. Shadow. Yes, Shadow. I like how all the motorcycle people fly. And Opa Opa.
And like the tracks, they got them like out of each like respective game, right?
Yes, they do. Sort of. There are a couple series that don't have their own tracks, like Crazy Taxi.
Aww.
It can be DLC because they're gonna do DLC tracks and characters. Only six major franchises have tracks. Sonic the Hedgehog, Billy Hatcher, Samba de Amigo, Jet Set Radio, House of the Dead, and...
That's six.
Yeah.
And you want to give it a rating?
A 4.
Why
out of
would
5.
You want to rate something that's clearly a ripoff of Mario Kart?
It's not Mario Kart.
Oh my
god. It doesn't have any blue shells.
It's like a Mario Kart with skins. It's like...
You know what is it?
Billy Hatcher looks like Mario with a different skin. You know, they just changed the artwork a little bit, and then it's like...
Nothing to do with Mario.
And Ryu, he doesn't even shoot Hadoukens. Who gives a shit?
Ryu?
Don't feed the troll! Don't feed the troll! Don't feed the troll!
Ryu.
It's like, where's Ken? What kind of shitty game is this? Banjo-Kazooie? What kind of fucking bear would pair up with a bird? That sounds so dumb.
You do realize that Banjo was in Diddy Kong Racing.
I never said that game was cool, too. That's clearly another copy of Mario Kart. Hello?
Yeah, that's
cool. It was a better version of Mario Kart.
It was a better version of Mario
Kart. No one likes airplanes, you fuck.
Hey,
you also
had
hovercrafts, you motherfucker.
Who cares?
Hey, how about that solo player? You know, single player stuff.
No one plays single player.
You didn't have friends.
What?
I think it also had more characters than Mario Kart 16.
Well, it doesn't matter. You didn't need more than 8 characters for Mario Kart.
It was the best version. It was the best thing ever of
what?
Mario Kart. Double Dash.
Fuck you. Double Dash sucks.
Double Dash.
Double Dash is pretty cool, okay?
Nah.
It's all about Mario Kart 64.
Yes, sir!
Mario Kart 64 or go home. Oh my god, just go home. Please, what are you doing? It's all about Wario Stadium.
Yeah!
Bitch.
Oh yeah.
Not bad. It was all about skyscraper.
Go suck my uncut cock. I don't give a shit what you think. I'm right.
Yep. Alrighty. Anything else, Amy?
I derailed everything.
Can I talk about games that are coming out, or...?
No.
Go for it.
Oh, yeah. So, did you guys hear about Cave Story coming
out? Pokemon!
Fuck you, Cave Story first.
Pokemon is for losers.
You're a loser! Alright, talk about Cave Story.
Cave Story is originally a freeware game for the computer.
Pokemon is for immature faggots.
Named Pixel. And,
Pixels.
It's one of the best shooting platformer type games out there. And now it's getting ported to the Wii with updated graphics, music.
Oh?
But you can switch to the classic if you want. Extra stuff. They're going to change the names of some of the things. I don't know why. Probably copyright issues. But it's going to have like 3 save files instead of the 1. And I believe 3 types of gameplay modes. Easy, normal, and hard mode. It's fucking awesome. Buy it.
And this is for WiiWare, right?
Yes, it is.
Nice. You know how many points it's going to cost?
Probably $10, 1,000 points.
Not bad. Alright.
It isn't bad at all.
And you said there's a couple other games you want to talk about?
Pokemon, but we can talk about that together.
Pokemon?
Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver.
I'm picking up Heart Gold.
Soul Silver here. Heart Golds are faggots.
No you!
No you!
No you!
No you!
No you!
Oh me?
Listen.
Yes you.
If it's not red or blue, I hate to say, you both suck.
Oh, everybody knew yellow is the best for
But the first two generations are the best.
Yeah.
And generation 3 sucks.
No you.
Fuck the water.
Yeah, but I'm extremely excited for this game because, you know, it's basically a remake of Gold and Silver, except, you know, it's got updated graphics, it's got 2-on-2 battles, it has Wi-Fi play, it adds extra, you know, Pokemon. Comes with the Pokewalker thingamabobs, where basically you can store a Pokemon in it, and you walk around, or you can leave it on top of your laundromat dryer, and, like, you get experience points that way. And you can also catch special Pokemon that way, too. Yeah, no, you leave it on top of your dryer, and it'll just shake around, and then, you know, it counts like you're walking.
Just, you know, stuff you do on top of your washing
machine.
Oh
my god.
No.
I'm getting this game strictly based on this video.
What game is it?
Just Cause 2.
No.
No, watch the video, and you'll see exactly why I need to buy this game.
Alright, in a bit. What else we can talk about? There's also Perfect Dark 2 coming out. Not 2, but... T-O-O, too. You guys want to talk about Perfect Dark?
No.
It was
better than GoldenEye.
That's why I'm getting it. But it's supposed to be a remake of the original on the N64. And it's going to have 3 GoldenEye levels and 8-player online, 2-player co-op, and also counter-op.
Counter-op?
Yep.
What's a counter-op?
You've never played a counter-op game before?
No.
There's one person on the good side. There's one person on the bad side. The bad person has to stop the good person.
Is that just multiplayer?
That's not multiplayer.
Sounds like multiplayer to me. Oh, you forgot to mention that it has all the good night guns.
From beating the stage.
Oh.
The whole part.
Oh, that's pretty neat.
That's why it's counter off.
Ah. All right, cool. There's also Mega Man 10 coming out soon.
Well, it's out.
It's for the Wii.
For the Wii.
But no one plays the Wii. It's also going to have DLC too, so you're able to play as Bass or Bass or whatever. That's pretty neat. I tend to go, yeah, it is Bass. So, yeah. And what else? Oh, you want to talk about that Gorillaz album?
Oh.
Or should we save that for the music album? For the music episode?
Yeah.
Save it for the music episode because there are parts that I like and then there are parts that I don't like. Sweepstakes. But,
I heard a lot of people like Sweepstakes. According to the music board on 4chan, people like Sweepstakes.
Hold on, let me listen to it.
Sweepstakes?
They like Sweepstakes. Alright, just for now.
I guess it just has to grow on you. I don't really like it.
Alright. Well, I guess for now, give it either a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Or a sideway thumb.
A thumbs up, obviously. I like it. It's all just right. That some of them that are iffy because of the rapping. And...
Fanny, how about you?
Fuck Sweepstakes. That shit sucks. Alright, what are we talking about?
Thumbs up, thumbs down, or sideways thumb.
For what?
The album as general.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs like up. It. Okay, cool.
Hold on, Stylo. I love that fucking song.
That was fucking crazy.
It's all groovy and shit.
Yeah. Alright. So let's get on to, I guess, the actual topics. It took us already half an hour to get to this point, so...
Who needs topics?
What?
Who needs topics?
I know, we could just do this every time, but
we
would have to spread apart.
Then we have friendship.
What about friendship?
Friendship.
I have friendship! Yay! Alright, so basically this podcast topics, it's basically past, present, future, so this is extremely, like, open, but yeah. Oh, wait, should we go over the our results first, or should we add a good topic and then say results last?
What are we doing?
Those results. Did you explain the results before?
Alright, I can do that right now, or we could do the actual questions.
Could you explain what the results pertain to?
You know, just, you know, it'd be interesting.
Let's do that first.
Let's do that first?
Second. Last.
Okay, last. All right, so let's get on to the actual question. So, all right. So I guess, what was your career choice when you were younger? Like, I guess, what career when, you know, you're like, I want to be a ..
Astronaut.
Seriously?
Yes.
You wanted to be an astronaut?
Yes.
Awesome. All right, Fatty, how about you?
I wanted to make video games.
Even when you were young?
Yeah.
Like,
how
like
young?
Kindergarten?
Kindergarten? What?
Yeah, dude. Like, the first
the
thing
fuck?
You wanted
I didn't
to
give a shit when I was in kindergarten.
Well, you know.
Same here. I really didn't give a shit what I was.
Oh, come on.
Like, are you serious right now?
Like, a slight idea. I
when
mean,
I'm
come
in
on.
Kindergarten,
I didn't have a slight
I'm
idea.
I'm more worried about fucking playing with the other kids than anything else. I don't give a shit.
All right. Well, for me, back when I was young, I wanted to be a doctor, but then, like, I get queasy when seeing, like, actual blood, so that didn't really pan out.
Really? You get queasy?
I get queasy.
That's funny.
Ha, shut. All right, next
Okay.
Alright, so second, like, let's say back in, like, first, second grade or whatever, how are you different from your former self, like, back in first grade, now to then? Fatty, you first.
That's a really long time, man.
I know, but
just change in general, like, just grow.
I know, but well, it's obvious you're different, but how? It's like,
I'm not such a bitch. Yeah, I'm not such a bitch anymore. Even though I can still be pretty bitch, but no, I'm not as much of a pussy as I used to be.
But you are a bitch.
Well, it happens. I can't control it all the time.
Anything else?
What do you want me to say? I was in first grade.
All right, second grade, fifth grade. Well, like,
I was skinnier. I got fatter. In sixth grade, I got really fat.
Right. Were you, like, into sports more back then? Were, like, what were your interests back then and stuff?
When I was in first grade?
Yeah! Like, shit,
fuck.
Come on.
I was, like, six, dude.
So?
I remember this dumb nigger hit me in the back of the head. And I punched him in the face.
You did?
I was so pissed off with him. His name was Terrell. I hate him. I saw him the other day. He's really big. I would think twice about punching him in the fucking face. But in first grade, I didn't give a shit. I was pissed off. He kept hitting me in the back of the head. We were coloring butterflies. I was like, nigga, what? I punched him in the head. I turned around and I punched him in the face. I was so pissed off I didn't get to finish the butterfly. I sent it to the principal's office. What a cunt. Whatever. Good thing she was racist.
All right, awesome. See, that stuff like that works. You got anything else interesting like that?
Not in first grade.
Second grade.
In first grade, I lost hearing in my right ear.
How?
I'm not even gonna say.
Fell off bunk bed.
Oh wow! How'd you know? Did I tell you that?
You told me that like 20 million times, like back in freshman year.
That's funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I was fucking around, and I kind of fell off. I wasn't sleeping. I didn't roll off. As much as that would probably be better.
That would have sucked if you, like, woke up with your, like, you know, ear bleeding or whatever. Was it bleeding?
I don't think so. I'm not sure, actually. Whatever. It doesn't matter. It's relevant. Oh, and my vision started going bad in first grade, too. I had to start getting glasses.
Wow, that early?
Yeah.
Wow.
I had those really big 90s glasses that looked like a rapist.
The ones that's like 2 or 3 inches in like circumference or whatever diameter.
Yeah.
Goddamn. And the super big frames.
Yeah.
Nah. Please don't tell me I had one of those like thing, that like weird lace thing that goes on your glasses.
I think my mom wanted me to have one, but then I was like, fuck you. No way. It was funny, though, because only one of my eyes was going bad to begin with. So they tried just giving me, like, an eye patch. It didn't work out well.
Just an eye patch?
Yeah, just an eye patch, because only one of my eyes were bad.
What extremely lazy doctors, holy shit.
No, what extremely lazy parents. The fuck? My mom was like, yeah, okay, we're not buying glasses, have an eye patch.
Here's a bandana. Here's a hook.
All the kids are looking at me like, what the fuck is this kid doing?
You're like, I'm a fucking pirate.
Arr.
Yeah.
Is that about it?
What else? I had my first crush in first grade.
How adorable.
I know. Joy Barisi. I still know her name.
Do you tap that?
Nope. Please, oh my god. When I was in sixth grade, I started getting so fat. Sixth grade was a rough grade for me. It's pretty rough. Junior high is a rough time. What else do you want to know about my life? Second grade, I got those big frame glasses, my second pair. And you know how they have, like, the little logos on the sides?
Yeah.
Mine was the Superman logo.
Oh, shit.
I thought I was hot shit until everyone made fun of me.
I sure got the Batman ones.
Then, what else? I think I pissed myself in kindergarten.
That sucks.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck. No. Shit. I called my teacher a cunt in sixth grade.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah. That's when I learned curse words. Actually, no, I learned my first curse word fourth grade. I think I heard my parents saying, my dad say, son of a bitch, and I thought it was cool.
It is cool, just.
Son of a bitch. I thought it was all cool. I probably sounded really gay when I said it. Like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Son of a bitch. But, what else? Oh, okay. Alright. I discovered masturbation at 7th grade. No, and get this. I discovered it. Like, I didn't even look it up. I didn't even
You and everyone it. Else, dude.
It was
You weird. And everyone else.
But it was weird because I saw a porno before that. So I don't know. I got really creative with my mind. Anyway, what else? Oh, yeah. Yeah, in 8th grade, I had a lot of close calls.
With what?
Yeah, I tried jacking off in class. Because whenever we had phys ed, we were allowed to wear, like, our phys ed uniform, and it's sweatpants. So I always try to jack it through my sweatpants. Math class is always fun for me. It was just because the teacher always walked around. So it was like, it was pretty good. And there was some hot girls in there.
Holy shit.
But, yeah, I kind of stopped that. That just became a problem.
Well, of course, plus you're at Iona next year, so.
I was never caught. Yeah, that's true. I was never caught, interestingly enough.
That's fucking weird.
And if for any reason, I just felt like, oh my god, I don't want to stay here. I'll just go to the bathroom and finish off. It's pretty good. But yeah.
Cool story, bro.
Oh, okay. You want to know why Fat Man became fat?
Sure.
All right. Back to sixth grade, beginning of junior high. Everyone, I like instantly became the biggest loser of the entire school. Everyone just started making fun of me. I got really depressed. I started eating a lot.
That sucks, man.
Yeah, I gained. I was actually pretty normal. I went up 2 shirt sizes within a school year.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty bad. I've been wearing adult larges for the past 6 years.
Shit.
Maybe more. Yeah. I was an adult large at like 11, 12. That's not good. So yeah. What else? I don't know. High school is boring. Fuck high school. High school sucked. I got a prep. Give me a break. So yeah. Now you know a little bit more about fat men.
Hello, Fatty. There's one really annoying kid we both knew in high school.
What?
There's one really
annoying
kid.
I can't hear you
kid.
With that dick in your mouth.
Yeah, Fatty, you know the annoying kid that we knew in high school? The one with
a
really big head?
Liska?
Please?
Yeah, I think that was his name.
Liska.
Really big head.
I remember Liska. He had a huge head. Such a big
shut up. It wasn't until high school since anyone like said anything about my huge fucking head.
Thank God we wore button down shirts. He wouldn't be able to fit his head through it.
Shut up.
Zing. I'm sorry, Steve. It was just, I saw that joke in my head. It was brewing.
Alright, that was good. I'm gonna have to give you prompts, that was good.
Yeah. What about you fucking terrorist?
What about me?
Fucking, you were weird in high school.
Damn.
You're still weird. You're just a quiet, everyone, yeah, you're just a quiet Muslim
yeah, so,
boy.
Let's start off with, oh wait, yeah. So, yeah, describe your childhood, Samir. Like first grade or kindergarten or like early student numbers.
Hey, is that what we started with? Was that the original topic?
The first thing we went up with was like career, and then now we're on like talking about childhood.
Oh great! Any childhood stories you want to share?
Or like you can just like go through the progression of like first grade, kindergarten, whatever.
Progression of a terrorist.
I
have a comment.
Yeah. First grade to fifth grade, I was the smartest kid in class.
Fucking nerd.
Yeah, I didn't really study either. Sixth grade, I transferred schools because my elementary school became really, really shitty. Sixth grade to like seventh, eighth, I just absolutely hated it. I was just so shitty for me. It's like, yeah, I knew some people there, like I made friends, but. Nice.
Yes.
Oh, snap.
Go on.
Yes. Middle school wasn't like... I don't know, I absolutely hated it. High school got better. High school got fun. Met people. I knew this kid had a really big head.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I know that guy, too.
Out of his pocket. Out of like nowhere.
It's only applesauce out of nowhere, man. You never know when you need it.
Hey, move out.
Why did he reach into my pocket again?
I don't
because
know.
He's looking for your dick, but it's too small.
No!
There's a glove out of his jacket pocket. I think that's why I'm looking for his money.
Alright, that's great.
I know what it was. It was something in your jacket pocket.
Oh, yeah.
What it was. So I reached in. That was just the weirdest thing ever.
That was so funny. Got any interesting stories?
High school?
High school, elementary, middle, kindergarten, whatever.
Oh, man. That was a really, really interesting thing in high school, though. I think junior year finals. So yeah, we left campus to go get food and come back. So we're walking. We actually walked over there. That was before, you know, anybody had cars on campus. So walking back, like we're walking back from finals. It was right before the religion final. And, alright, like, Yusuf and all his, like, stupid retarded friends went inside his minivan. And they almost tried to run us over. Patrick was there.
Patrick was and there. He drew a cinnamon bun, right?
Yeah.
I was there, yeah, I remember that.
That was, like, basically, there's a drive-by food fight. I kid you not, like, people were just talking to each other. Like,
oh my god, hurry up!
That's what she said. That was something really interesting in high school. So that, nothing else. That's just college. But college is college.
College is college. Groovy.
How about you, Steve?
Me?
Yes, you.
Fuck.
Why don't you take a seat over there?
I'm already in a seat. I don't know where to begin. I could seriously go on for like an hour. Alright. The first thing I remember is, let's see. Pre-K, I think. I went, like, I was dropped off at, let's see. This, like, YMCA Associated Daycare Center in, like, right on the border of Port Chester and Greenwich, Connecticut. And, oh. Sorry, my headset fell off.
It sounds like a rock fell on his head.
It did.
Wait, what?
Sounded like a lock fell on your head.
Nah. Yeah. Yeah, so I remember, like, I got dropped off there, like, for the first time, and, like, honestly, like, I was, let's see, I think I was, like, 4 at the time, and I had, like, absolutely no social skills whatsoever, like, it was only me and, like, my mom and my dad was usually out most of the time. And, like, I barely spoke a word at all. And I remember, like, when I got dropped off, like, I ran out the door just chasing after, like, my dad's car because, like, it was, like, my first time being left alone anywhere.
Aww.
Yeah, that sucked. But that place turned out to be pretty cool. I remember they had, like, this mini, like, track course where they had, like, bouncy balls, big wheels, trikes, stuff like that. That was pretty neat. And, I dressed up as the Blue Ranger. That was pretty cool, too. I remember that.
And you played with big balls.
Yeah.
You played with balls.
It was the one with the handle and you get to bounce around on it. It's like yoga balls, except not used for, like, yoga.
I am invincible.
Let's see. Kindergarten.
I am invincible.
Yeah, more of the same story. I ended up crying again, but my mom just decided to stay there like the whole first day, and then I don't know, I was good after that. I remember getting goldfish that day.
You're such a bitch.
Shut up.
Mommy, stay. Oh my god, that's too much, dude. I went to pre-kindergarten, and I was happy about it. But oh my god, you cry, baby. That's so
dude, it was
funny.
The first time I was like,
you weren't left alone, stupid. There were kids everywhere.
No, but I knew absolutely no one at all. It's
so
like,
what? Go make friends. Jeez.
I was fucking 4. How do you expect me to make friends if I never made a friend before, man?
Hi, I draw butterflies.
Dude, shut the fuck up.
I can color outside lines.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Just saying.
The times in pre-K.
I'm just saying, it's easy to just, you could just be next to a kid. And It's like you'll just instantly become friends because there's no conception of social status as a pre-K, so you have no excuse.
I
Not.
had no former interaction with anyone my age before that, dude.
Neither did I.
Afternoon, like no neighbors, no nothing. It was just usually me in the back of my like back of the shop for like about let's see, 3 or 4 years, whatever.
Okay, big deal. I just think it's hilarious. You need to start your mom to stay first day. Sorry. Oh,
I don't even feel like going on anymore.
my God, I'm sorry that you couldn't make friends in kindergarten.
Pre-K.
Whatever.
Let's see, after that. First grade. Not much happened there, although I was a pretty weird kid. Second grade. I remember I threw up after eating Lucky Charms. That was cool. Third grade. Oh, I learned how to do script in third grade. That was pretty neat. Fourth grade. That was kind of neat. Fifth grade, I started to get lazy in school. Like, I started procrastinating, did not do work at all. Like, in fourth grade, like in religion class, we had like a 10-page paper due over done over a month. And I didn't do it at all, but I somehow managed to pass it, so.
Oh,
Yeah.
that was seventh grade for me. Seventh grade was my downhill. I caught senioritis seventh grade. I never really got rid of it.
See. I remember, let's see, sixth grade, yeah. I used to be fucking amazing in math. Like, we had this thing called skill drills, and basically they were like.
Wait, you were amazing in math in sixth grade?
Sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade.
Was that the period of time when your head swelled up?
Like I said, no one mentioned anything. From elementary to middle school. Must have swelled up during high school.
The end of middle school.
Let's see, end of middle school.
Clearly, everyone in your grade was pig-headed.
Oh, dude. I can name you some people that are Iona that went to the same school with me. Let's see, there was Fakir.
Fakir,
He has a big head for his body.
Dude, he's a pretty, like, I remember he used to take, like, growth hormones back when he was younger because it was, like, so short.
Yeah, man, steroids will give you a big head. Now keep going.
Alright, let's see who else. Let's see. Like, from first to around fifth or sixth grade, me and John Messina were in the same class. I'm not sure if you remember him.
He
I
was
know him.
cool.
Yeah. I
He
don't
was
know.
on a bus.
He was on our bus.
He almost got his ass kicked by some random dude. I remember that day.
I don't remember that at all.
Remember when it was like popular for all the faggots in the school to put holes in the water bottles? And we were on the bus, and his window was open. I guess he kind of squirted it, and someone went out the window, and landed on this dude's car. Now this dude fucking, he thought that he just spat out his car. So he fucking got out of his car with red light and started beating on the bus door. Yo, get this fucking kid out of here. I'm gonna beat this shit out of you. And Jim, the fucking bum that he is. No.
God, Jim.
And then he's like, oh my God, it's just water. Tell him it's just water. Sit the Oh, Jim. Jim looks like this homeless guy that drove our bus. It was hilarious. Now.
Get the
The
fuck
And anyway. And so, yeah. And this guy followed us on the highway. It was so crazy. Then he just flipped everyone off. And then in unison, the whole bus rolled down the windows on that side and flipped him off. And I was like, Lola skates on you. And he flipped us off, but we had like about at least 15 hands out the window. I think everyone just that passed us was like, what the fuck's going on?
Man,
it's crazy. Why is there a homeless person driving that bus? He looks like a sex offender.
He's missing
Jim did look like a pedophile, I don't care what anyone says.
He was our heroes though.
Yeah. Poor Jim. He lost a couple toes due to gangrene.
Yes, it is.
He likes to eat at the Target Pizza Hut. He likes to eat at Target. What a fucking homeless person.
Saw him at Target?
Yeah, he was eating.
Holy shit, did he say hi and shit?
Yeah.
Wow.
What an asshole, he just eats at Target.
Dude, it's cheap. I don't blame him.
Homeless.
But, yeah, I know he left the bus company and shit.
Okay, keep going with your story.
Alright, I really have nothing much after that.
Like, yeah, high school pretty much ends all interesting things about life.
High school was kind of interesting.
Cahoo.
For me, at least.
Why?
I don't know. It's like...
And you have no opinion.
Bless you.
That was a hiccup.
Dumb shit.
Yeah, I remember in third grade, I opened up a pack of Jell-O and I got, let's see, what else? $25 shopping spree.
What happened? What happened to the time, the Sour Patch Kids?
I explained this before, man.
So, it's a poop bit now. It's for me again to explain.
Alright.
High school.
What year was that?
Just give it a shit.
I think it was sophomore.
I was freshman.
That was sophomore.
Who gives a shit?
Alright, yeah, so I snorted the sugar, the like residue from Sour Patch Kids. What to do?
Why?
Why not?
He's a fucking idiot.
Dumb shit.
At least no masturbating in class, God.
I was a perverted seventh grader. You leave me alone.
That was fucked up, man.
I was a perverted seventh and eighth grader. I didn't give a shit. I was just horny all the time.
Just reminds me of super bad.
It's like, listen, it's like when you find out something like that, you just oh my god.
And he's been doing it ever since.
Oh, I remember what happened in eighth grade.
I've learned to control myself in public.
That's true.
In public.
Oh, really? Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, how public?
In
public.
Anyways, I do kind of remember something from eighth grade, though. My homeroom teacher slash social studies teacher, Miss Steiner, she had cancer. And, let's see, in December, she took a month leave, and, from there, we had a substitute for 2 months, and then while we had substitute, she passed away, so that kind of sucked.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Val, you spoiled the ending.
What?
You gave away a spoiler.
That was, like the first, like, strict teacher I had, but, like...
Oh, my God. What was that... What was the name of that guy on counselor? The younger one. The one that snorts coke. Fuck, what was his name?
Treg?
Treglia! Dude, that dude was on blow 24/7. That dude was fucking out of control. Like, you know he was in his office just doing lines. Like, that dude was nuts. But, who else? Man, that school was full of weird fucking people. Mr. Daly didn't have a fucking chin. I don't know. Yeah. Oh, what did I do in high school? The duodecastacker.
Duodecastacker, yeah. First it was the octastacker, and that was the duodecastacker.
Oh, well, the octastacker was nothing.
I know, but that was still, you know...
Actually, did I even do an octastacker?
You did do an octastacker, yeah.
I did do an octastacker.
I was there for
that. So an octastacker is essentially two quad stackers.
Two quad stackers, like, on top of each other.
Yes.
Fatty to fat.
And then I went up to myself. I went for 12 patties of meat and cheese and bacon. And I still ate all the remaining bread, too. I ate that shit.
Yeah.
And money. It was awesome.
I can't remember the name. He ate it. That's crazy.
Well, it is the official.
It's the duodecastat.
Yeah.
But I found, like, the pronoun for that shit. Whatever. I don't remember anything much interesting now.
Yeah, high school wasn't very interesting.
I mean, there's a bunch of shit in, like, middle school, but it all feels really insignificant right now. Whatever, I guess I'm good for now.
What about you, Ellie?
I don't know.
Oh, no,
there's no way. No, you get no more freebies for this one. You start off. Here we go.
I was gonna tell a story back in, like, pre-K.
And go for it.
Because Fatty brought it up. Basically, there was this one kid that was a total asshole. So, he always would play with those building block things.
Those are so cool.
He was an asshole, so I would kick them down.
Holy shit!
Fuck you!
You know how hard it is to build something when you're as smart as a fucking Steve?
Shut up!
It's like, I have this huge head and nothing but water in it.
Water?
Water.
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 Okay, but yeah, no. Why would you kick them?
That's me. Why would he do that?
Why would he? Why?
And I didn't like his attitude. So I
oh, Jesus Christ, you're just a bitch.
And guess what?
What?
I still am. So you know what? I haven't changed.
I bet this guy is such a nice kid. He just kicked down his shit and called him an asshole.
He's probably an architect now.
He's probably the main character of Heavy Rain. He has a hard life, you know. Jason! Anything else from Schoolio?
I don't know.
Reveal school information!
No.
I'm scratching my foot.
Go for it.
Too much. It's gonna.
I said no.
Why not?
I'm telling you.
Don't, I mean, don't tell me where you went to school. I don't give a shit. I just want to know more about your school experience.
The people in my classes were retarded.
As you saw
and
it.
Then homeschool. The end.
When did you start homeschool?
7th grade.
Cool story. How's that working out for you?
Worked out great.
Cool. Any fun homeschooling stories?
No.
Alright. Let's
Although,
move on.
A couple of my teachers were into anime, and a couple of them like Sergeant Frog. I thought that was pretty damn cool.
Ugoo. So yeah, I kill everything. Let's just move on.
Alright, let's see. Next thing. Rolling, rolling, rolling. Forget that. Favorite holiday? Let's start with Samir.
Batman Day. Next question.
Batman Day?
Yeah.
When's Batman Day?
Every day's Batman Day. Next question.
Okay. Batman.
This Earth Day.
Earth Day?
No! No way! Earth Day. Give me a break here. Jeez, holiday. I can't wait till it comes to your turn, Steve. I have so many things waiting for you. Jeez, my favorite holiday. That's such a tough one. Martin Luther King.
Are you serious?
Nope. I don't know. I don't have a favorite holiday. They're all cool. All
right. Amy, how about you?
How about Christmas? I like Christmas.
I don't know. Probably something like Halloween or Christmas or my birthday.
Presents. Your birthday is not a holiday.
Don't give a shit.
I'm sorry, don't kick down my building.
It's more.
Don't kick down my blocks, I feel so hard.
I will kick them down.
No!
We'll build up again. Building block.
And then I will kick them down again.
Hey, not again! No!
I wish I had building blocks in kindergarten. I had the shoelace and I had to practice on that every day.
What did I say?
And you still can't tie your shoes.
I still didn't tie my shoes. My mom yelled at me and then I finally learned how to tie my shoes.
I'm yelling at you.
Shut up! It was very, very traumatic for me. Alright, and for me, yeah, Christmas. I don't know, I like the whole, like, vibe of December. It's just like a countdown until Christmas, and it's all, like,
festive. Steve, why don't you like Halloween?
Oh, it's Halloween, but I like Christmas more.
Is it because it's your birthday?
I like Christmas more than my birthday.
Why?
I just like the feel of December. It's all snowy. It's all, like, festive and stuff.
Festive?
Yeah.
Playing festive.
It's all...
Presents.
No.
It's not just presents. It's just, like...
It's all about consumerism in America. That's December.
No, it's
consumerism.
I get a legit, like, good vibe in December. It's like, I feel
vibe.
Chill every day. Yeah.
My ass.
Oh,
what?
My ass.
Fixer didn't happen.
My ass didn't happen? What the fuck are you talking about?
What?
Your ass didn't happen.
What are you talking about, fatty?
No, I'm tired.
But
I know you are.
Oh my god, you don't even know how tired I am. I want to die. Oh no.
Well, it's Christmas, alright? Alright, next one. Favorite season.
Oh my god, why are we doing all of this?
Shut the fuck up, fatty, go!
Fuck you! I'm on a strict tie between summer and fall. It's a very strict tie.
I like winter.
What? Winter?
That's far away from the desert you're used to, terrorist.
Amy, how about you?
Fall, bitches, or autumn. Same difference.
Same thing, yeah. For me, I like everything except for spring. I fucking hate spring.
It's your allergies.
Yeah, it's allergies. And that sucks. Alright, next one. Favorite toy that you clearly remember?
Ooh.
Ooh. Let's start with Samir. What? Legos. All right, cool. You have, like, a giant box of Legos? Do you have, like, kits and stuff, or what?
And both. All
right.
I like the whole NASA set, too.
All right, that's pretty neat. Fatty, how about you?
Donkey Kong Country 3 for the Game Boy.
That's not a fucking toy!
It is.
It's not a toy. I mean legit toy, not a video game.
It
fuck me, I don't really have
any. Okay, My green Game Boy Pocket. Go fuck
That is
yourself.
not a toy. That is electronic.
Okay.
Come on, you played with toys before. What's your favorite toy?
I was a big Lego kid.
Are you a kids guy or like a whole just random bunch of Legos guy?
Well, I bought the kids, which ended up turning into a whole bunch of random Legos after I take them apart.
Alright, that's neat.
Is it?
It is.
Is it really?
It's really, yeah.
Oof.
Alright. For
this
me.
This is boring the shit out of me.
I know! Oh my god, this is dreadful.
I don't fucking have a toy. My toy was the Sega Genesis.
You seriously had
too.
You seriously had no toys, only video games?
No dollies?
I had toys. I don't fucking remember. I didn't play with dolls.
Well, not dolls. It could have been like anything. Hell, I don't know. Some kind of action.
She played with young kids' emotions by kicking their blocks down.
Exactly.
All right. I'm sorry. All right. You know what? Fuck it. Let's skip a couple down.
Thank you.
You want to do board game or no?
Board game?
Fuck yeah.
Fuck
They're
yeah?
My favorite board game.
All right, Amy, you go first then.
My favorite board game when I was a kid was fucking Candyland.
Candyland. Nice. Samir, you.
The Candyman can.
You need to speak up.
Flippin' bridge.
What bridge?
Flippin' bridge.
Flippin' that bridge?
Flippin' bridge.
What's a Flippin' Bridge?
Forbidden Bridge.
Type it out. I cannot understand you.
Yeah, I can't understand him either.
What are you talking about?
Forbidden Bridge?
Forbidden Bridge?
I have never heard of that. What is that?
What kind of terrorist games are you playing?
Goddamn terror.
You take RPG and you shoot Humvee. Ah, la, 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 la. Forbidden Bridge, none shall pass.
Alright, so Samir, how do you like play it? Just give it like 2 second overview.
Alright, so basically you play as an archaeologist and you have to get across the bridge to this temple thing and get the gem and come back to your boat. But the bridge has holes in it. And
I can't fucking hear him.
Push down the temple head and shoot the bridge.
Ooh. Monkey. Fat man, you.
Connect four.
Nice.
It's not a board game. You should have called me out, asshole.
It's considered a board game.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
It's the plastic tower of doom.
And what?
Ellie. Wait, Elio
answered. For me, it's Trouble. You know that game where it's like all pesky and you have like the little popper thing in the middle?
Yeah.
I played a board game yesterday.
Still
having trouble. Yeah, me and my dad used to play that like almost every week. That was fun times.
Yeah, here with
me and
my mom.
Yeah. Okay, let's see what else. Let me just drop it. Give me a second. Favorite present you ever gotten, whether it's Christmas or birthday.
Favorite.
Oh wait, hold on. Do you want to do both or favorite present ever?
Ever.
Ever. All right, let's go with the guy.
Ever.
All right, Fatty, you go.
Oh my God, Nintendo 65. I got it with 1080 snowboarding and Mario Kart.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's very chill. Amy, how about you?
Now I have an erection.
It's probably a toss-up between my Sega Genesis and my Nintendo 64.
Dude, I got the N64.
They're basically the reasons why I'm here right now.
I got the N64 that had the clear purple controller. Oh, shit.
Awesome. I got the original one, like an original model with the... I think it was Super Mario 64. That was the only game when it came out.
Nice.
And I think I bought a teal controller. I forgot what the fuck term for it is.
Oh, like the turquoise see-through?
Or aqua or something with aqua in it.
Wait, was it see-through?
Something aqua. It's teal.
Aqua.
Wait, was it see-through?
Aqua. What?
Was it see-through?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I had one of those. Those were sexy.
I still have it. Any controller I use. It's awesome.
Alright, Samir, how about you?
Game Boy Advance.
Game Boy Advance? Nice. For me, it was my Game Boy Pocket. I got that along with Super Mario Land 2, 6 Golden Coins. Oh my god, I played the shit out of that game. Like, I brought me with Russia, Romania, lots of places. That was fun times. Alright, let's see. Next topic. Favorite Halloween costume?
Oh shit, I got a lot of good ones for you.
A lot of good ones, eh?
I'll just give you one really good one. But not my turn.
Alright, it's your turn.
Alright. How many of you remember Street Sharks?
Oh.
It's fucking Jossum.
Jossum.
I was a Street Shark. I remember bitching about the tail because it kept fucking me up. Street Sharks for life. Don't judge me!
Don't worry, I love Street Sharks. Alright, Samir, how about you?
That was just a following.
You poor deprived child! Seriously?
Seriously.
Never?
Never.
Was there a reason behind that?
No.
Wow, that sucks.
That's because he just has to dress up as himself. Damn, he's a terrorist. Thing.
That was just racist.
Yeah,
all right, Amy, how about you? Favorite costume?
She doesn't need a costume. She only needs
the apron. Oh!
I really didn't do anything awesome.
For Halloween, so you don't remember a favorite one? Like, one you're excited for?
Like, how do you consider, like, a favorite costume? Does it have to be, like, as a kid, or...
Like, I don't know, as a kid or, like, recently dressed or whatever. I don't know, like, one you, like, distantly remember. Like, oh, yeah, I was, like, I don't know, I guess I'll go. Like, I remember, let's see, I think it was second grade. I was Woody from Toy Story. That was cool. And that was when the movie came out. I fucking love Toy Story.
But Toy Story 2 was bad.
Toy Story 2 was okay.
I think... I was a lobster when I was, like, in first grade.
Oh, shit. A giant lobster!
I was a lobster.
Alright, that's awesome!
It was
and now she has crabs.
Awesome. I remember back when I was, like, 3 or 4, I was, like, a tiger. That was pretty cool.
I was a cat once.
I was a lion.
I was Batman once, and Superman. That was cool.
I was Bugs Bunny once.
Trying to think, what else? I don't remember. But Halloween's was fun times. I guess the last three ones are like, I don't know. They're like future or whatever, but they sound kind of stupid. I don't know. Goals, events, hopes. But, I don't know, that sounds extremely general, so... You guys want to do that?
Sure. Yeah, since your fatty loves to talk about these things.
Alright, you got any plans coming up, fatty? Like, any, like, concerts or, like, I don't know, something you're looking forward to?
Nope.
You have any goals or, like, what?
Nope.
Any hopes?
Listen, I'm trying to fap here. Can you just give me another 5 minutes?
Are you fucking serious?
No. I mean, yes, I am. So serious.
Fuck you, fatty. God damn.
I'm sorry.
Old habits never die, do they?
Nintendo 64 gave me an erection, so I have to go back. Okay, I'll stop. Hold on.
Mayor, you got any?
Got my headphones here. Alright.
I'm looking forward to seeing Liz Black next month.
Yeah. I don't really have plans, though. You see, I just got a job, so I'm just trying to make some money.
Oh, and like
get money, get paid.
Maybe I'll go to visit
Let's do the in August. Maybe. I have to see how it all works out.
How about like college? You said you're looking for another one. You like, if
you're
gonna do like major wise or like career wise or what?
Oh, I want to be a photographer.
That's pretty neat. Do you, like for magazines, newspaper, journalism.
More photojournalist.
Dude, too sharp for Playboy.
But I mean, I wouldn't be too pissed if I was stuck in a studio. Actually, I would be, but whatever. It's all good. Work is work. Can't complain. Yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking about going Northeastern. I have a giant headache right now. Oh my god.
Got any Advil on here or something?
I need water.
Go for it.
But yeah, really that's it. I mean, I really don't have any long-term plans right now. I want to go to college somewhere warm, but I'll probably end up going to Northeastern or something in Boston. Fuck it. Boston. What a Boston.
Wait, where's Northeastern at?
Boston.
Okay, my bad.
What?
Take the dog for a walk in the park.
Boston.
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 Hey, was that city in Massachusetts?
Boston.
Amy, you got anything, or should we just skip over you like usual?
He's calling you insignificant to the show.
Obviously, I am.
Don't say that about yourself.
No, that's not what I meant. I mean, like, usually you're like, I don't know. Well, do you got anything, or...
Tell me what your plans of the future are. Are you going to any cons?
Any cons?
Any cons?
Like up and coming?
Like conventions.
Of course.
You got any plans for those?
Well, why don't you share it with us, goddammit?
I might be going to New York Anime Festival.
Cool.
And I'm definitely going to Anime Next. Cool. But I want to really go to Otakon. I don't have enough money.
Agoo.
Learn it.
Did you know Dante's Inferno had a Super Bowl commercial?
Yeah. I did know that, yeah.
I did it. I'm watching it right now. It's not that bad. It looks very well produced.
I heard it's kind of simplistic, but fun.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. Wait, why did you do it in that chat? Oh, I'm so...
All right.
Let's continue. Actually, I'm going to get some water. You guys continue, okay?
Alright. Well, me... I just switched majors to game art, so... I'm going to have to see how that goes. Hopefully things will go well. Because programming sucked. I kind of bummed out because since Fall Troy is breaking up, their like tickets have already been sold out for like instantly as soon as like the message came out. So that really sucks. So I won't be able to see them like next week. But they had a good run. What else? I really got none. I just hope it doesn't suck for game art, but that's really it. What really sucks, though, is I'm going to have to get a Mac computer. Because that's what they use in that program. Since it's all user-friendly and stuff. But, yeah. That's really about it.
Just like that?
Yep.
Dun 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 dun.
Cox.
We never did the official outro.
Good job.
I don't give a shit.
You bully you.
I'm pissed right now because I can't find my fucking Ditto with the right nature on my Pokemon.
Alright.
Are you checking all the right boxes?
What the fuck do you mean? I'm trying to capture them. It's
How am I still awake?
Alright, so this is Bleach Man.
I'd better.
Fat man.
Woman.
It's...
And this is Rubcast signing out.
It's a woman.